Kev, how you been, man?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
What is going on? Do you know anything about this Kirby Smart Georgia thing?
No, Bill, and I could absolutely care less, to be honest.
Well, you're not a big Kirby guy, are you?
No, but I truly don't think about Kirby every day. I don't worry about Kirby Smart every day, Bill. I truly could absolutely care less what's going on in Athens.
Yeah, well, they just fired their recruiting coordinator for some reason. There are a lot of rumors out there, but nothing that I can substantiate here. Okay, what about the basketball court case yesterday where they name teams that have been paid by this individual, and Alabama, Notre Dame was on there, Pitt was on there, Michigan, Penn State. What does that stem from?
To me, throwing that name Alabama out there is clickbait, Bill. I'm not even going to dignify that foolishness with a response. That was a long time ago. I can say this, Alabama, I know firsthand, Alabama's compliance office is hyperactive on things. And when you see those stories pop up all the time, I don't jump at it. So at this point in time, not knowing any more than I do, Bill, I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Glad the name Alabama can get some clicks for him.
What's the latest on Nick and his hip surgery?
Oh, he had his right hip replaced. Dr. Lyle Kane did the surgery on Monday. He was assisted by Dr. Benton Emblom, their hip specialist. And I want to stress this. This is not Coach Saban wearing down, breaking down. He was proactive in having this surgery done. And it all went well. And I can assure Alabama fans not only his desire to get back in the office as soon as possible, Miss Terry will have him out of the house as soon as possible. She will not want to have him laying around the house and being grumpy. And the only people I really feel sorry at this point, Bill, is we all need to say a special prayer for those nurses that are dealing with him, because I can tell you, Coach will want to get up and out of bed as soon as possible. But the hip surgery went extremely well. But it was a proactive move on Coach Saban's part to want to go ahead and get it dealt with. But it's not like, some people are trying to portray that he's getting old and he's wearing down, his body's breaking down. Trust me, I know firsthand, that nothing could be further from the truth.
Now, is he home or still in the hospital?
I couldn't tell you whether he's still in the hospital or not, but I can tell you this. He won't be home very long, because his desire to get back to the office and Miss Terry's desire to get him out of the house ASAP, Coach Saban will be back in the Malmore football facility sooner than anybody expects. I can assure you that.
Who heads everything up when he's gone?
I would guess that he would probably, he'll lean on each one of his staff. The assistant AD for football, Burton Burns, is a longtime friend of Coach Saban, and I would tell you it's probably two or three people that he trusts the most. So I know that Coach will lean on Burton Burns, and he's probably the one who behind the scenes is probably keeping everybody on track and, following everything. But there again, that's where this staff upgrade has really come into play. I can't say enough about what a change in the program has meant to this upgraded staff. But yeah, I have a feeling that Burton Burns is the person that Coach Saban's leaning on the most to kind of tie everything together. But he's still going to have his hand in the cookie jar. It's not like, he's gone off on a Caribbean cruise or something, whatever. I can assure you that Coach Saban will know everything that's going on in the football complex. He's not going to lose touch with his program during this period at all.
What is going on in recruiting? Anything new happening?
Well, it's amazing how we have some Alabama fans freaking out about this 2020 class and acting like the sky is falling. Alabama, I think back to what was it, 2 or 3 years ago at this point, Alabama had like 3 or 4 commitments and was ranked like 39th or 40-something in recruiting, and everyone was freaking out. This is a class that Clemson overtook them yesterday with the commitment of Brian Brees, who's a young man who looked at Alabama. He was never seriously entertaining Alabama. This is going to be an extremely strong 2020 class. The coaches are out on the road from April 15th as a spring evaluation period. This is going to be an extremely strong class. And yes, Clemson has experienced what I call the national championship bounce, and that's something that Alabama fans should be pretty familiar with, because we generally get to experience that every other year ourselves. But there's no need to panic. And I do want to say this, and it's been talked about on other shows, and there's been articles written about it. There is somewhat of a philosophical change in this 2020 class in the way that Alabama is approaching recruiting. And it's not that they're not looking at elite players, but with the portal has changed forever college football. And I think it may make a bigger impact than the early national signing day, which impacted recruiting. With this portal now, let's be honest, we have free agency in college football. So it's becoming more and more imperative. And Coach Saban, looking back at some of the issues that he had last year with his roster, they're taking into consideration very much not only talent, it's not like they're downgrading talent, but the ability to bring in players who, A, want to be at Alabama, and players who are not there just for themselves, that kind of have a team approach. Roster management moving forward is going to be a critical factor in having an elite college football program. You're getting players now, and I'm not going to mention any names, so don't anybody message me after the show. But there were a couple players through spring practice this year for Alabama that were, walking around saying, hey, if I don't like how things go, I'm going to hop in the portal. That's a new reality that coaches and programs face in college football. So Alabama, as they put together this 2020 class, roster management and bringing in players that are talented but yet want to be there and are going to be an integral part of the program and go along, get along guys, is very, very important. And I will say this, and I will argue this with anybody, there isn't a better program in the country that does a job of player development. And Alabama, I have total faith in Alabama in being able to take, if Coach Saban decides that he wants a high four-star recruit over a five-star that they perceive, may not be a team guy, maybe an all-about-me guy. I have no problem in trusting Coach Saban to bring in that high four-star player and develop him to be a productive player and to turn him into a five-star player. This transfer portal and this unofficial free agency, it's just had a dramatic impact. And I'm very excited and encouraged to see that Coach Saban has recognized this and is applying this to his staff. And this is not a cop-out of why I predict Alabama by the time, December 18th is National Signing Day, when we're all sitting around, at the Omni Hotel for commitments too. I assure you at the end of the day, Alabama fans are going to be very pleased with this class, and I expect Alabama to sign upwards to 3 to 4 or 5 stars that day. But Coach Saban is really serious about roster management and bringing in guys that he can work with and coach with and develop, and then aren't going to pout and threaten to be in the portal every time something doesn't go their way.
Jeff, too, says, with the draft being Thursday, ask Kevin about Coach Saban's success in getting players to the league since he's been at Alabama.
That's a great question, Jeff. It's incredible. Coach Saban's had 26 first-round picks during the Saban era, and which is the same number that Alabama had in the 40 previous years. For 2 straight years, Alabama's had 4 first-round draft picks. Last year it was Minka Fitzpatrick, Daron Payne, Rashawn Evans, and Calvin Ridley. I think they'll have 3 for sure this year. Quinnen Williams obviously is going to be a top-5 pick. Jonah Williams I expect to go early, mid-first round. And I expect Josh Jacobs to be a mid- to late-round first pick. Possibly we could see Irv Smith maybe sneak into the latter part of the first round, certainly a high second round pick. So I would expect at least 3, possibly 4 first round draft selections for Alabama tomorrow night at the NFL draft. And kudos to the NFL for coming to one of the greatest cities in America, Nashville. I'm so excited that the NFL is going to get the experience, all that Nashville offers in that great Southern hospitality. And I know there's going to be a lot of Alabama fans there. I couldn't be happier for Quinnen Williams, a super young man who deserves everything he gets. And I just hope that the young man lands at a program that he can really, really develop, which if you're reading between the lines, as I hope and pray, he does end up being a New York Jet.
Kevin Hagan with us talking Alabama, and a lot going on out there right now. Nick with the hip surgery, rehabbing, recruiting, everything else is going on out there. Kevin, good stuff, man.
Hey, have a great day as always, everybody, and roll tide.